Welcome to your OCR A-Level Psychology Study Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and in the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover everything you need to know about Chaney et al., published in 2004, The Funhaler Study. Whether you're revising for your Component 02 exam, or just trying to get your head around this contemporary study for the first time, you're in exactly the right place. So grab a pen, settle in, and let's get started. Before we dive into the study itself, let me give you a quick sense of why this study matters. In OCR A-Level Psychology, Chaney et al. Sits in Component 02, which is Developmental Psychology. The key theme for this component is external influences on children's behavior. That phrase, external influences on children's behavior, is absolutely critical. Examiners will expect you to link Chaney's findings directly to that theme, so keep it in mind throughout this podcast. Now, Chaney et al. Is described as a contemporary study, which means it's a modern piece of research that contrasts with the classic study in the same area. The classic study is Bandura, Ross, and Ross from 1961, the famous Bobo doll experiment. Bandura looked at how children learn aggressive behavior through observation and imitation. Chaney, by contrast, looks at how children's health behavior, specifically using an asthma inhaler correctly, can be shaped through rewards. Two very different applications, but both sitting under that same umbrella of external influences on children's behavior. Examiners love it when you can draw that contrast explicitly. Right, let's get into the core content. Section 1, background and aim. Asthma is one of the most common chronic conditions in children. Managing it requires children to use a spacer device. That's the chamber that attaches to an inhaler and helps deliver medication to the lungs. The problem is that children often don't use these devices correctly, or they simply refuse to use them because they find them boring or uncomfortable. Poor compliance with medication is a serious health issue. It means children don't get the treatment they need. Chaney and colleagues working in Perth, Western Australia, wanted to find out whether making the inhaler device more fun and rewarding could improve compliance. Their aim was to investigate whether a novel incentive spacer device, the Funhaler, could increase medication adherence in young asthmatic children compared to a standard spacer device. Section 2, the Funhaler. What is it? This is a detail you absolutely must know for AO1 marks. The Funhaler is a specially designed spacer device that incorporates two toy features, a spinning disc and a whistle. Here's the clever bit. Both the spinner and the whistle are only activated when the child inhales with sufficient force and for long enough to actually deliver the medication effectively. So the toys aren't just decorations, they are directly contingent on correct inhalation technique. The child has to breathe in properly to make the spinner spin and the whistle blow. That is the mechanism of positive reinforcement in action. In Skinner's terms, and you need to be able to name Skinner here, positive reinforcement means adding a pleasant stimulus following a behavior which increases the likelihood that the behavior will be repeated. The spinner and whistle are the positive reinforcers. Correct inhalation is the behavior. Increased compliance is the outcome. Make sure you can write that chain of logic clearly in an exam. Section 3, method. The research method was a field experiment. It took place in participants' own homes, not in a lab. That's important for ecological validity, which we'll come back to in the evaluation section. The design was a repeated measures design. The same group of participants experienced both conditions, first using the standard spacer device, then using the Funhaler. This is a key detail that candidates often get wrong. They describe it as a longitudinal study. It is not. The study lasted just 2 weeks in total, with participants using each device for a short period. Repeated measures, not longitudinal. Write that down. The sample consisted of 32 families with children aged between 1.5 and 6 years old, all of whom had been diagnosed with asthma and prescribed a spacer device. Of these 32 families, 30 provided usable data. Data was collected via questionnaires completed by parents who reported on their child's inhaler use. Section 4, results. Now we get to the numbers, and you must memorize these. Examiners specifically credit candidates who cite quantitative results. With the standard inhaler, only 10 out of 30 children were recorded as having used the device correctly. Only 10 out of 30 parents reported giving the medication as prescribed. With the Funhaler, 22 out of 30 children were recorded as having used the device correctly, and 22 out of 30 parents reported giving the medication as prescribed. So the Funhaler more than doubled the rate of correct usage and parental compliance. That is a substantial and meaningful difference. Some sources also note that parents were more likely to remember to administer the medication when using the Funhaler. The fun element engaged the parents as well as the children. Let me give you a memory hook for those numbers. Think 10 to 22, the funhaler came through. 10 with the standard device, 22 with the funhaler. Say it a few times. 10 to 22, the funhaler came through. Section 5, conclusions. Cheney et al. Concluded that incorporating positive reinforcement into a medical device, in this case through toy features that reward correct inhalation technique, can significantly improve medication adherence in young asthmatic children. The study supports the application of operant conditioning principles to real-world health behavior, demonstrating that external rewards can shape children's behavior in clinically meaningful ways. This conclusion directly supports the key theme: external influences on children's behavior. The funhaler is an external influence. It's a feature of the environment, and it shapes the child's behavior through positive reinforcement. Now let's move into exam tips and common mistakes. This is where you can really pick up or lose marks. Exam tip number one. When a question asks you to explain how the study relates to the key theme of external influences on children's behavior, you must do three things. First, define the key theme. External influences means factors outside the child in their environment that shape their actions. Second, identify the specific external influence in Cheney's study, the funhaler spinner and whistle. Third, use the results as evidence. The fact that 22 out of 30 children showed improved compliance demonstrates that this external feature successfully shaped behavior. Exam tip number two. Do not confuse negative reinforcement with punishment. This is one of the most common mistakes in the entire paper. Negative reinforcement means removing an unpleasant stimulus to increase a behavior. Punishment means adding an unpleasant stimulus to decrease a behavior. The funhaler uses positive reinforcement, adding a pleasant stimulus. There is no punishment or negative reinforcement in this study. If you write the funhaler punishes incorrect inhalation, you will not receive credit. Exam tip number three, when evaluating the study, you need to cover at least two distinct methodological issues. The two strongest ones are, first, ecological validity. The study was conducted in participants' own homes, which means the behavior was measured in a natural setting, increasing the validity of the findings. Second, demand characteristics and social desirability bias. The data on compliance was self-reported by parents. Parents may have over-reported compliance because they wanted to appear as good caregivers. This is sometimes called social desirability bias, and it threatens the internal validity of the study. Always name the specific bias. Don't just say, parents might lie. Exam tip number four. When comparing Cheney to Bandura in section B, comparison questions, be explicit about the contrast. Bandura studied aggression, a negative behavior, and used observational learning. Cheney studied health compliance, a positive behavior, and used operant conditioning. Both demonstrate external influences on children's behavior, but through entirely different mechanisms and with very different real-world applications. Examiners reward explicit, detailed comparisons. Exam tip number five, on ethics. Don't write generic statements like the study was ethical because participants consented. You must reference the specific vulnerability of this sample. These were young children with a medical condition, asthma. Their parents gave informed consent on their behalf, as the children were too young to give their own consent. The study also had clear clinical benefit, which strengthens its ethical justification. Examiners want to see that you've thought about the specific context, not just ticked boxes. Now, let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask you a question, pause for a moment, and then give you the answer. Try to answer before I do. Question 1. What was the research method used in Cheney et al.? The answer is a field experiment with a repeated measures design. Question 2. Name the two toy features of the funhaler. The answer is a spinning disc and a whistle. Question 3. How many children use the standard inhaler correctly? The answer is 10 out of 30. Question 4. How many children use the funhaler correctly? The answer is 22 out of 30. Question 5. What psychological principle does the funhaler apply? The answer is operant conditioning, specifically positive reinforcement, as described by B.F. Skinner. Question 6. What is the key theme for OCR component 02 that this study addresses? The answer is external influences on children's behavior. Question 7. What is the main methodological weakness related to how data was collected? The answer is social desirability bias, parents' self-reported compliance, which may have been overreported. How did you do? If you got all 7, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of the 5 things you absolutely must know about Cheney et al. Before your exam. 1, the study is a field experiment using a repeated measures design, not longitudinal, not a lab experiment. 2, the funhaler works through positive reinforcement, the spinner and whistle reward, correct inhalation technique, making the child more likely to repeat the behavior. 3, the key numbers are 10 out of 30 with the standard device and 22 out of 30 with the funhaler. 4, the study has high ecological validity because it was conducted in participants' homes, but it has a weakness in that data was self-reported by parents, introducing potential social desirability bias. 5, the study directly supports the key theme of external influences on children's behavior. The funhaler is an external environmental feature that shapes children's health behavior through operant conditioning. That's it for today's podcast. You've covered the background, the method, the results, the theory, and the exam technique for Cheney et al., the funhaler study. Go back and test yourself on those retrieval questions, make sure you can write those numbers from memory, and practice linking the study explicitly to the key theme. Good luck with your revision. You've got this.